Sales of orange juice plunged recently. Florida Department of Citrus Deputy Executive Director Bob Norberg has the numbers and agrees that negative news about carbendazim in imported orange juice could have had an impact.
For the period ending February 18th, we showed total orange juice gallons down 15.5% based on a price increase of 6.7%. So overall dollar sales to the category were down almost 10%, 9.8%.
That's one of the biggest declines we have had, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the biggest decline that we've seen in a very long time. In my time here, we have not seen a decline that large.
I saw reports that the price was up 6.7%, indicating that perhaps something else was at work. Do you think this carbendazim issue has had an impact?
Well, we think that the recent negative news has probably played a part in this decline, although we don't know to what extent. But yeah, the market had been tracking from a revenue standpoint fairly flat, meaning that the price increases were counterbalanced by the volume declines, so that total revenues were relatively flat up until the last couple of periods.
Anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah, we're committed to putting some additional resources against marketing in the next couple of months. So hopefully we can add some positive news to the consumer perceptions about orange juice that will counteract this recent temporary negative news.
But you all yourselves are not mentioning the fungicide carbendazim.
No, we don't believe we need to do that. We just need to remind people that orange juice has been a safe, healthy, natural product for many, many, many years, and it continues to be so.
I'm Ernie Neff. You're listening to Southeast AgNet.